Now, before we say goodbye to the fiscal cliff, let's hear Boulder poet Dave Rothman's piece about it, Nothing to Fear.
You thought you'd get a break. You thought you'd earned it. You voted, pulled your lawn sign, maybe burned it. You hoped things now might calm down just a bit. That with luck, half the spinmeisters would quit. But no, these guys live for anxiety. It pays the rent, and they need you and me distressed forever by each new what if. Goodbye, election. Hello, fiscal cliff. Now there's a catchy phrase, evoking slips as final as Mayan apocalypse. We'll all go whistling down out of control, Wile E. Coyote style, into some hole where 10 lit sticks of dynamite await to blow us to our well-earned spendthrift fate. Or else we're on a winding alpine road, all tires bald, dead drunk, last night it snowed, and whoops, we're airborne. Like a great blues riff, rocking and rolling down the fiscal cliff, our potential smash, a mega hit, to those who might make money off of it. Okay, it's serious. But isn't it just metaphor? Take it from me, such wit construes no argument. Why not a fork, a deadline, or a choice? We do have work to do, together, now. That much is clear. But I can't see how we are helped by fear. There is no fiscal cliff. There's only us. And there are choices that we must discuss.
That was poet David Rothman reading his poem, Nothing to Fear.